Conversation about mental health in both adults and children has a history of being too taboo to talk about, but youth being prescribed psychiatric drugs seemed to take center stage in 1999. That year, two students in Colorado not only opened fire in Columbine High School, but also planted explosives and car bombs, resulting in the death of 12 students and one teacher. One of the shooters, Eric Harris, had been on two antidepressant drugs, the first Zoloft and the other fluvoxamine. Some believe the drugs may have greatly affected Harris's state of mind, possibly driving him to commit one of the worst school shootings in U.S. history. But Harris is not the only example of how prescription pills may be affecting young kids in a disturbing way. In fact, 3 years before Columbine, there were four other school shootings, all with one thing in common. Each gunman had a prescription for either antidepressant Prozac or stimulant Ritalin, or was taking both. And 1 month following Columbine, a student in Georgia who was taking Ritalin at the time opened fire on his classmates, injuring six. Even more tragic, a 16-year-old Minnesota student taking 60 milligrams of Prozac per day, which is three times the starting dose for adults, killed his grandparents before carrying out a shooting at his school. The teen ended up fatally shooting nine classmates and wounding 12 others. Psychiatrist David Healy claims many people seem to only focus on mental illness, but not the side effects drugs have on users.
We've almost reached a stage of Holocaust denialism. That when people commit suicide on these drugs, when there's school shootings, when there's a German plane that goes down, you'll hear about untreated mental illness. You'll never hear about the possible adverse effects of the drugs that the person was on and what contribution that may have made to what we're seeing.
After several meetings with the FDA, where parents spoke out about their children taking their own lives on antidepressants, the agency required drug makers to update their warning labels to include the caution phrase, increased risk of suicide in young adults. Antidepressants are known to cause anxiety, which can make the patient hear or see things that are not there, which could explain violent behavioral trends associated with some users. Stimulants like Ritalin have very similar side effects, including hallucinations, fear, and irritability. Fast forward to 2012, when 12 people were slaughtered inside a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, after shooter James Holmes opened fire. He was reportedly on both an antidepressant and benzodiazepine, clonazepam. Side effects of benzodiazepines include feelings of sad or emptiness, loss of interest, and mood swings. On top of this, Professor of Medicine Russ Altman claims doctors have a hard time understanding how a patient will respond to side effects of the drug, especially if the patient is on multiple medications.
This pill also, millions of people have taken it, company did studies, FDA looked at it, all good. Think things should go okay. Think things should go okay. Well, wait a minute. How much have we studied these two together? Well, it's very hard to do that. In fact, it's not traditionally done.
Holmes is not the only infamous mass shooter to have taken benzodiazepines. Stephen Paddock was also re-prescribed Valium just 4 months before a shooting spree targeting concertgoers at the Route 91 music festival. The incident in Las Vegas is now known as the worst shooting in modern U.S. history, which claimed the lives of 58 people and injured 546 more. Meantime, Professor Altman recommends patients to talk to their doctors about any adverse side effects that they may have when taking medication.
We totally depend on what we call post-marketing surveillance. After the drugs hit the market, how can we figure out if bad things are happening between two medications, three, five, seven.
This is one of the only ways healthcare professionals can record and track to see if prescribed medications are affecting the mental health and well-being of patients.